Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have a very special guest on the show. Jasper, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking. First, of course, sharing your time with us today. We just wanted to get to know you a bit more and, of course, to be able to share your CyberBacker story. So start things off then. How long have you been a part of CyberBacker so far, man?
5 months and some days. Well, going 6 this 5th of December.
Wow. So going on 6 months already, a lot of exciting stuff. So can you tell us a bit about yourself, your background, I mean, and what pushed you to join CyberBack?
Sure. So I came from a BPO industry. Mm-hmm. So as you know, call centers, all that. So yeah. Pandemic started. I work from home. I really enjoyed working from home. So when the time came that there was a chance, mm-hmm, to actually get a job that is permanently work from home, so I grabbed the opportunity and I found CyberBacker. So
there you go. So we saw it online through social media, or someone referred you? Yeah.
Yeah. First, I already heard about CyberBacker from a colleague of mine, or one of my previous team leader. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you know him, Jason De La Cruz. So yeah, so he's a CyberBacker now, and another team leader that I had after him is also already a CyberBacker. So yeah, so mostly that influence.
Okay, so influenced by previous colleagues then, am I right? Mm-hmm. Right. So going on your first 6 months with CyberBacker, mm-hmm, what's been the most interesting part of your role here so far, Matt?
I would say having for my client, having a freedom to be to let out my creative side.
Wow.
So okay. It's not like I'm bound to just this stuff or this style. So she let me handle everything in our social media. So yeah, so that's really fun and interesting.
Yeah, because so really they gave you an opportunity to grow your creative side then, am I right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
If you don't mind me asking, so mainly this is going to be around making posts, is that right? So creativity, I'm not really sure. So
video editing.
Oh, there we go.
Photo collage. Oh. I even created a t-shirt design. So yeah.
Gosh, imagine all of that in just in a span of 6 months. A lot of exciting stuff, really. Now, any other early success stories or any achievements that you've gotten that you're really proud of ever since you started with CyberBack?
Maybe I could say one thing that I'm really proud of, and I think my client was as well, when we got the commendation from the owner of the brokerage she's working with. So I sent out a newsletter, and then the next day the owner said, "This is a great newsletter," something like that. So yeah.
Wow, there we go. Already a lot of growth in the past 6 months. Now, this isn't really your first time then working from home. So technically, when in your previous role, you did, mm-hmm, have experience working from home, right? But yeah. How about the environment here in CyberBacker? I know it's already work from home, but a different environment at that. So what was the most interesting part about that?
Definitely the difference is that the previous one, it's like you're just working from home, but you're still like bound to everything that you are doing on site. But here, almost the same technically. But here I'm working from home. Everyone is virtual. It was a good, best part that I saw was having a fun backer, I would say. Yeah. It's something new, because on an office setup, you don't really have those, right? So it's like you're not going to go to HR just to talk about anything under the sun. So yeah, so here with Funbacker, I could, if I'm a little stressed, I could release it out and I could calm down. So.
Yeah, I think that's a great opportunity for you to be able to let off some steam as well, especially, of course, you most of the time we're at home, we're alone, and sometimes everyone's asleep and at home, things like that. Now you have someone that you can talk to again, not just about work, but anything in life as well. So shout out to our Funbacker division, all Funbackers, of course. So again, just 6 months in, going on 6 months here with Cyberbacker. Have there been any challenges so far for you?
There were challenges since previously, as I mentioned, it's like the usual call center thing. You get a call, you answer it, you give the details, right? But here, since it's more of like a free flow, I would say free flowing environment, there are certain rules, there are certain details that you need to keep, but still there's freedom. At the same time, there's the challenges there is you don't have what they call this, like a guide in a way. So, for example, I started here not knowing how to create a newsletter. Okay. So, yeah. So I never did any of that, even in college or previous job. So, yeah. So I struggled a little bit with doing that, even actually posting on social media. What kind of post? What are because of course for my own Facebook, I don't like, oh, would this go viral or would this go would people like this, something like that, right? So yeah, so those are some of the challenges, but I think right now I already overcome them.
Overcome all of those challenges. Good to know. Now, again, how about any pieces of advice? Because again, you've been through a lot so far, challenges here and there, a lot of success as well. Any tips that you can share with new Cyberbackers right now or just starting their journey with us, man?
So yeah, I think first thing that I would advise, do not be afraid to ask.
Of course, yeah.
Right? Don't be shy. As they mentioned, as a coach says, there is never wrong question, if I'm not mistaken, like that. But yeah, and it's always, every day is what they call this, a day to learn,
opportunity to learn.
You don't need to like be what call this, bound by your previous
experiences.
Yes, yeah. And don't be afraid to explore. Because exploring will help a lot. I did that a lot. So here I am now.
And of course, here in Cyberbacker, we offer a lot of training sessions, right? Every day, every week, you have these training sessions that you can attend, again, that are just bound for your growth to help you with your success here in Cyberbacker. Now, one last question while I still have you here. Could you share any mentors or any colleagues who've been important in your role here in Cyberbacker so far? Give them a shout out, give them a quick message if you'd like.
Sure. Probably it will be my head backer, Alona. Since day one, of course. She's been with me. She's very supportive. She's even encouraging me to move up, be a head backer as well. So probably next time we meet, I'll be part of it. And also Funbacker Sammy. She's great. We always talk a lot of things, it's a great way to relax from all the tasks. So yeah.
Or something not just about work. Again, shout out to all of our Funbackers, our head backers right there as well, supporting our new Cyberbackers. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about how to become a part of Cyberbacker, please visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Of course, Jasper, thank you very much for being on the show today, man. I had fun talking to you.
Same. Thank you.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.